Alhamdulillah, yesterday we concluded the tafsir of Surah Hud. Today we commence with the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, one of the more famous surahs of the Quran Kareem. And it's a surah that tells us a very beautiful story. Now, initially, we're going to be discussing a few introductory points. And I want to take a few points from the synopsis of the surah, which was prepared by the famous scholar Sheikh Muhammad Ali As-Sabuni in his famous Safatul Tafasir. He explains that Surah Yusuf is one of the Meccan surahs, a Makki surah. And the Makki surahs deal extensively with stories of the prophets. The difference, though, is Surah Yusuf deals exclusively with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, who was the son of Yaqub alayhi salam. We know the previous Surah Hud, dealt with the story of the stories of various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But the difference in this Makki surah, Surah Yusuf, is it deals exclusively with the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And the various types of tests, trials, and difficulties that he faced at the hands of his own brothers, when he was in the house of the Aziz, the minister of Egypt, when he was in prison, the conspiracy of the women, and after that as well. And the greater purpose behind relating the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in this detail, Allama Sabuni says, was to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam for the difficulties and hardships which he was undergoing at the time, both at the hands of his relatives, the Abu Lahabs, and at the hands of others. Now, the thing about Surah Yusuf is that the style is unique. It is unusual in its words and in its expressions. It is enjoyable. It has a subtle narrative. It flows with the soul, just as blood flows in the veins. It flows with its fluency into the heart, just as the spirit flows into the body. Although it is amongst the Makki surahs, the Meccan surahs, and the Makki surahs normally have a bit of a stronger tone, an instructive and admonitory nature. But Surah Yusuf, it's a Makki surah, but it differs in its tone. It's more tender, soft, enjoyable, subtle, flowing, graceful. It bears an atmosphere of mercy, kindness, compassion. And it was because of this that Khalid ibn Ma'dan said, Surah Yusuf and Surah Maryam are amongst those bounties which the people of paradise will enjoy in paradise. Subhanallah. Surah Yusuf and Surah Maryam are amongst those bounties which the people of paradise will enjoy in paradise. Ata rahimahullah said, no sooner an aggrieved person listens to Surah Yusuf is he refreshed by it. You know, if you are in difficulty, if you are in hardship, you listen to Surah Yusuf, you'll be refreshed by it. Now, it was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the most difficult year of his life, Amul Huzn, the year of grief, the year wherein he lost his two greatest rocks of support, his beloved and pure wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and his uncle Abu Talib, who was his strongest supporter and helper. And it was in this context that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the surah. There's still more detail that Allama Sabuni gives in his introduction to Surah Yusuf, which we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah.